Okay, today is Daf Chav Beis. We're on Daf Chav Beis, a brand new perek. This perek starts off, what? This perek starts off not even about Yom Kippur. And it says, Birishona, originally, Kol Misha wrote to Litromes HaMizbeach Torim. Anybody who wanted to do Trumas HaDeshen, which was a procedure where you went up to the Mizbeach in the middle of the night, early in the morning, you took a little bit of the ashes off the Mizbeach, and you put it on the ground, and a miracle happened, and it got swallowed up in the ground. Anybody who wants to do that can come do it. So right away, the Baal HaMa'or says, well, this has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Right? If it has nothing to do with Yom Kippur, then we say on Yom Kippur in the Avodah that there are piouses. That there are lotteries. Who's doing Avodah? He says, whoever wrote those piyutim are wrong. There's a wrong piyutim. That's not what happened. It's not talking about Yom Kippur. Because then the commission is going to say, Ubizman Shehin Merubin, Rutzin Olin Vekevesh, they'd run up the ramp, Kol HaKodem, we'll get to the mission in a minute. So says the Baal HaMa'or, it's a mistake. That piyut is a mistake. That says that, oh, pious is on it. Don't pious on Yom Kippur. It's a mistake. Ah, so the Ramban says maybe for this there was a pious because the Kohen Gadol didn't have to do this. So it could be that those Paitanim were not wrong. So it's a discussion. Anyway, Bizmanche and Merubin, if there were originally a lot of people, Ratzin v'Olin b'Kevesh, they would run up the ramp, right? How are you allowed to run? You're not allowed to run in the Beis HaMikdash. So for a mitzvah, maybe it's for a mitzvah. It wasn't an avodah yet. Anybody, the first person that got there, the first person that got the four amos, was Zoche. Right? Rashi says, he was able to do it, and that's the lottery. That was its lottery then. Back to the Mishnah. Imha Yushneim Shavin, if they were two equal, they got there at the exact same time, HaMemuna Omalehem, so the Memuna, who was in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, would say, Hitzbiu, put your fingers out, and we're going to have a count-off. Uma Hein Motzien, how many fingers would they take out? Achas Oshtayim, one or two. Vein Motzien Agodel BaMikdash. There's no taking out the Agodel, which is the thumb, in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's go. This is Rashi. It's a long Rashi. Rashi is great. Hitzbiu, Rashi says, Hotziu etzbo oseim. They would take out their fingers. Kol echad yira etzbo. Everybody would have his own finger. Kidemash, kidefarshakam pirkin, makifin v'omdin be'agula. Like we're going to see later on. Everybody would stand in a circle. Baha mamuna. The mamuna would come. Who exactly is the mamuna? I don't know. V'notel mitznefes me'al rosh shel echad mehen. He would take off the hat of one of the kahanim. The Kohen's now standing without his head covered. Because they're not allowed to wear a yarmulke. Because it's extra begadim. Right? Take off his hat. U'mimenu payis maschilnos. And that's where they would start counting from the guy who took the hat off. We'd start counting from him. U'moti kol echad ve'echad etzbo l'minyan. Everybody would take out fingers for the count. U'mahamamuna omer kol ha'shahaminyan kol bohu zoche. And the mamuna would say, whichever number I pick, and if that's the one it stops on, he's Zoche. Okay? Umotzi mipiv minyan. He would say out of his mouth, Omeya, 100, or Shishim, or 60. Harbi Yosef Mishal Yosha Makanim. Far more than the work of Hanim there. It's a very high number, and it's like counting fingers. 1, 2. Umas nulimnos mizeh, shenotal meirosho, hamitz nefes. And he would start from the guy who took the hat off. Just keep on going. Ad sof haminyan until he finished. Umi shehaminyan kol labo hu hazoche. The one it ended on was zoche. V'chein l'chol ha'paisos. This is true for every pious. Okay, this is true for everyone. Just know that others argue. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says that the kahanim themselves would pick the number, not the mamuna. Okay, it's just detail, right? Okay, there were no thumbs in the Beis HaMikdash, right? There were no thumbs in the Beis HaMikdash.
I don't understand why they would put out more than one finger. Does that mean that when they're counting the fingers, he's counting that twice?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. They wouldn't put out, so the Gemara says they wouldn't put out thumbs. Why not? Because thumbs, you could trick the Mamuna, and you can orchestrate it that you're going to get it. Okay? That's why you couldn't put out a thumb. So, that's what Mishnah says, no thumbs. So asks the Rosh, 1 second. So what? It's a mitzvah Baba Vera. This is a mitzvah Baba Vera. Putting out a thumb, you're trying to steal a mitzvah? So the Rosh answers, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with stealing a mitzvah? You're not a nice person. If it's a famous Gemara, if the Moel appoints Reuven to do the Mila, I'm sorry, the father of the baby, not a Moel, what does he know? He appoints Reuven to do the Mila, and Shimon runs and chaps and does it. Does the boys not come out? Doesn't have a bris mila? Of course he does. Right? Why? Because of course you can chop a mitzvah like that. No, he's not a nice person. Not a nice person. Not going to give him man of the year. But to get a mitzvah, of course it counts. So what's the difference over here? So he wants to do the mitzvah so badly, he'll make a shtick. So? It's not mitzvah above Avera. We're not going to give him coin of the year. Right? But, nothing wrong with that. The mitzvah, the whatever he did counts. Right, the boy has a bris mila. Okay. Now, Ma'aseh Shayu Shneim Shavin, right? V'ratzin V'olim B'kevesh. They both got there at the exact same time. They're running up the ramp. They see each one can't outrun the other one. V'dachaf Echad Enes Chaveiro. One pushed the other one. V'nafal V'nishbar Raglo. He fell and broke his leg. Right? The Kohen fell and broke his leg. V'kivin Shro Bezin Shabar L'dei Sakana. Since Bezin saw this was a Sakana, his skidu shlo yeh torment, it's mizbeach el b'payis, you have to have a lottery for this too. Arba payis es hayusham, there were 4 lotteries daily in the Beis HaMikdash, v'zeh ha-payis harishon. This was the first one. Okay? It asks the sefer called Yefeh Talmud, I don't know who that is, better than me, he's a smarter person than me, he asks, well, didn't we learn yesterday, or the day before, that there was no one ever got harmed in Yerushalayim? How can a guy break his leg? No one ever got harmed in Yerushalayim. What? No, so he says more than that. He says, no one ever got harmed from something that didn't have Bechira. Like a snorpion or a snake. Something that didn't have Bechira. Nobody ever tripped over a rock. Rock has no Bechira. Nobody ever tripped over a crack in the sidewalk. There's no Bechira there. That never happened. A snake, no Bechira. Scorpion, no Bechira. A person? Of course a person has Bechira. But a person can't hit someone else in Yerushalayim? Never happened? Of course not. I'm not going to say that. Guy pushed him off the ramp? Of course that could happen. That's what it means no one ever got harmed in Yerushalayim. No one ever got harmed from something with no Bechira. That never happened. But from Bechira, Hashem doesn't force you not, right? Want to be a rude, mean person? Right? A Balmasik? Of course you could do that. Okay. So, this Trumas HaDeshen didn't have a pious, and then they changed and had a pious. Why did they change? Because it was a crazy story. Go and push another corner off the ramp to get to the pious, to get to the top first. Because of that, they made a pious. So I made a car my time alone to Kinele Rabbanan pious. How come initially the Rabbanan didn't make a pious? Why did they allow this initially? Everything else had a pious. And the Gemara answers, made car suffer because they thought, given the avod is lailahu, since it's avod in the middle of the night, lo chashi v'lohu v'lo asi. The Kohanim aren't going to come. They don't consider that so important. It's not. No one sees it. It's not in the spotlight. Nah, no one's going to come. So Rashi says, "Kivin da'avodas laila, ha'ol v'huchsha b'laila." Since it's done at night, lo chashiva leila kahanim. The kahanim don't consider it important. V'lo asi la'ansui aleha, and they're not going to come to argue about it. So the Achronim say, Rashi doesn't mean to say no one's going to show up, because even if 2 people show up, they could fight. Instead of 1,000 Kahanim showing up, 11 Kahanim showed up. So they're still going to fight 11 people. So Rashi says, since it's not Chashev, you go do it. I don't have to do it. The other ones I'll fight for. So they made a pious. They said, I'm not fighting. You want to do it? I was going to do it. But if you want to, you do it. That's what Rashi means to say. Given the Chazer, the Asiv, Asli, Sakana. But they said, no, it's leading to a Sakana. Takina Le Paisa. They initiated a pious lottery. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Vare avarmu pedarim de avodas lailahu. Avar, the burning of the fast is also a nighttime avoda. And v'tekin le'rabbanan paisa. And that was a pious too. That was always a pious. So why that's different than this? So the Gemara says, sof avoda d'yimamihi. Now, that was the end of a day avoda. So it started in the day, and then it went into the night, burning the fats, burning the limbs. But it started by day. Hainami tchilas avoda d'yimamihi. This is also the beginning of the day avoda. Why? The Amr of Yochanan, Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan said, kidesh yadav l'trumas hadeshen. If you wash your hands in the kiyar for trumas hadeshen, which you get to do, ain't sarch l'kadesh shekvar kidesh m'tchilas avoda. You don't have to wash later on. You already washed. You don't have to wash later on your hands. So when everyone's all the kahanim get up in the morning and wash their hands, how come you're not washing your hands? I did avoda already. So it is a day avoda. It saves you from washing your hands. So Gemara says, Ema, no, shekvar kidesh mitchila lavoda. Right? It's a nighttime avoda. Right? However, since it's next to the daytime avoda, right? It wasn't in the middle of the night. It wasn't at 1 o'clock in the morning. It was nor toward the dawn. It was at the end of the night, right? So it looks like he was mekadesh by the day. We don't have to make him go wash his hands again and his feet also. We don't have to bother with that. We let it go. But it's really a nighttime avoda, and therefore it wasn't chashuv, and therefore, since it wasn't chashuv, we didn't make them crazy.
We learn that any mitzvah you should do with rishus, and we're seeing this here. On the other hand, we're taught that derech eretz is if a gabbai asks you to take an aliyah,
right, you're supposed to be humble about it.
You should be humble about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So why are they humble about this? I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
And that was regular Jews.
Yeah.
That wasn't kahanim. Ikad Yomri, another version. Meikar Savar, Kivin de Ika Ones Shina Lawasu. Now, you know why nobody wanted to go? Nobody wanted to get up so early. Who wants to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go do Avodah? So, you know, let someone else do it. Right? Kivin de Chazu de Asiv Gazu Nami Lade Sakana, but they said, you know what? That's not keeping anyone home. These guys are getting up 4 o'clock in the morning and they're fighting for it. They're fighting.
Is this first
place in second? Second. I don't know what went on in the first. I don't know. Like, did they even have paisas in the first? I don't know. We don't really have much on the first. So, tekin le'rabbanan paisa. So, because people were getting up so early in the morning, they instituted a pious. Vare evar mupadarim, deka onet shina v'tekin le'rabbanan paisa. Yeah, but evar ben padarim, the burning of the fats, also you lost sleep, also late at night, and over there, no one, they had to make a pious because they're right away. No. Shani migna mimekam. It's much easier to stay up later than to wake up earlier. It's just such a true thing, right? Much easier to stay up later. They're already up. They have to wait for everything to get burned. That's much easier. To get up earlier, it's very hard. They thought nobody would be interested. So they didn't make a pious. They saw it's not true. They have to make a pious. Okay? That's right. So, So Tosfos asks, I don't understand. The avoda of burning the fats, that was really done by day. Right? It was allowed to continue into the night. What are you telling me that everything the Gemara said doesn't make any sense? You're allowed to go into the night. Well, getting up earlier is harder than staying up later. What's staying up later? You can do it during the day. Once in a while, it's a busy day or something, you get to stay till 8, 9 o'clock. What's the big deal? Of course I have to do a pious for that. Right? Of course. Why? Because it's a day of avoda. Oh, you have to stay sometimes like a little overtime. Who doesn't mind doing overtime? Nobody minds. I have to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. Who wants to do that? So how can you compare them even? Doesn't make the comparison so off. So Tosfos says, that's his question, and he answers the first skinny line. The kol misha maila ivrei tamid al bein arba'im mikavish lemizbeach. Anyone who did the afternoon tamid, hayitzarich liyos ner habalayla, you have to stay the whole night. Achiz achlu until all the meat was completely consumed. Shem yepkiu mi'al mizbeach, as if it flew off the mizbeach, shiach zirav, you had to put it back, l'mar racha. L'hachi parech, d'im kein, lo chavivi l'hu, so who's wanting to do that? You know, 1 or 2 hours of overtime is one thing. Stay till 2 o'clock in the morning, who wants to stay till 2 o'clock in the morning? Nobody wants to do that. V'lo shchichi d'asu b'shvila, nobody wants to come. Shai tzmichim li'os li'urim, zinnin, ad chatzos, even till midnight, to return the pieces of meat that flew off. So it is a fair comparison. Who's going to want to stay there so late? Okay. Now, the Gemara says, v'takanta lahach gisayu? That's the reason they made this takana? Everything we just said? V'takanta lahach gisayu? It's for a different reason. Titania, misha zocha b'chumas hadeshen. If somebody was zocha in chumas hadeshen, so zocha, he also got the job of besidur ma'aracha, to arrange the fire, arrange the logs of the fire, the logs where the fire will go, ushne gizrei etzim, and there was a halacha to bring 2 extra logs, like to start the day. So you got that too. It's also part of the deal, right? So what's the question? The question is, there are other day avodas going on here. So what exactly is this issue that nobody wanted to do it? So Amar Vashi, shtei takanos havi. There were 2 takanos. Meikara, originally, savor lo asi. So no one, who's going to come to do this? Who's waking up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to come to do this? Nobody's going to come. We don't have to make a pious. No one's coming anyway. And even if they come, like Rashi said, they're not going to fight because they don't consider it valuable. But you know what? That they were wrong. Kivan dechazu dekaasi, since they were coming, v'asi nami l'dei sakana, tekina le'paisa. So people are fighting? We have to make a pious, so it's all fair. Once that happened, kivud tekina le'paisa, once they made a pious, lo asi, who's coming? I should get up 4 o'clock in the morning to go to fight for a pious? Yeah, let someone else do it. I'll stay in bed. Somebody wanted to come, right? Amri mi yemar demesar milan. Everyone said, "Who said I'm going to get it? So I should get up so early on a maybe? Not doing that. I'll go regular time like everyone else." So they wanted to attract people now. So hadar tekinu luhu. They made it the following rule. Mi shezacha b'tshumas hadeshen. If someone gets the tshumas hadeshen, yizge b'sidur maracha u'b'shnei gizrei etzim. You get to set up the logs and bring the 2 extra logs. Kihecha denitu v'nefaisu. So people would be interested and they'll come to participate. Oh, so much work. This I'll come for that. I don't get it? I'll get it the next day. Okay. Then it said, u'b'zman shehein merubin. U'b'zman shehein merubin. When there's a lot of people running, the first one who got there, the first one who got to Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos of where? Dalet Amos where? So where is it? Kol HaKodem is Chaveru Ba'arba Amos, Zacha. Whoever got 4 Amos, 4 Amos what? 4 Amos where? So Amar of Papa, Pshitali, it's clear to me, Arba Amos, the Arba Lo. Not 4 Amos on the ground. That's not the right. The first one who got the 4 hours, that's not right. Rotzen v'olam b'kavish, that says they're running up the ramp. So it can't be 4 hours on the ground. Whoever got closer to 4 hours to the bottom of the ramp, that can't be right. Kamai senami lo. It can't be the top of the ramp either. Rotzen v'olam b'kavish, that says they're running up the ramp. Father, kol hakodem es chavero, right? And then he got there before his friend. So obviously, it can't be in the middle of the ramp, or the top of the ramp. The beini nami lo. It can't be the middle of the ramp either. Well, why? Because the lomas diamilsa. There's no goal line. There's no marker where that middle of the ramp is. Where is that middle of the ramp? Pshit deli the gavi mizbeach tanan. It's clear to me, whoever got to the top of the mizbeach, the first one to get to the top of the mizbeach. Okay. Now, boy Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks a very, very, very obscure question. I don't know the way to say it. It's very obscure. Now, we know that the ramp went up to the Mizbeach, but it was not flush with the Mizbeach. There was an Amma of space between the ramp, top of the ramp, and the Mizbeach. Also, at the bottom of the ramp, there was a Yesod. There was an Amma of a Yesod. So the ramp really was 2 Amos away from the top of the ramp. The 2 Amos away from the Mizbeach. 1 Amma for the Yesod, and then 1 Amma for the top. So there were 2 Amos away from the Mizbeach. So ask Rav Papa, if you're in those two amos, are you within 4 amos of the ramp? By Rav Papa, arba amos sha'amru, these 4 amos, sha'amru behedya, sha'amru behadei, ama yisod, ba'ama soviv. There was an ama of the yisod and an ama of the soviv. The ama of the soviv, it means the ama that was, when you got to the top of the ramp, it leveled off. Then there was an ama of space between the ramp and the mizbeach. Okay? So Rav Papa asks, by Rav Papa, arba amos sha'amru, that you have to be the first one to be 4 amos, within 4 amos of the top of the Mizbeach. Is that Bahadi Amma Yisod, the Amma Soviv? Is that including the Amma of the Yisod and the Amma of the Soviv? O Dilma, Barmi Amma Yisod, the Amma Misoviv. Or no? And Rav Papa, it's his take, I don't know. You hear what the question is? You have to be within 4 amos on the top of the Mizbeach. Is it really 4 amos including those 2 amos or without those 2 amos? Very obscure question, and it's takeaway anyway. Ask everybody, you know, we always said, why do I need to know this? What kind of question is this? First of all, this is before there was a pious. So we're never going back to not having a pious. So when the Beis HaMikdash comes, we're going to have a pious again. So why is this question ever relevant? This question is a question that only exists before there was piouses. What's the Papa asking? There's nothing I can learn from this question. This question is not relevant anymore. Right? It's like the question that they asked, how many judges would judge an ox that went on Har Sinai? When you weren't supposed to go on Har Sinai, go on Har Sinai.
Can you generalize a statement of 4 amos from an understanding of this?
So that's the answer. What's the case? Right? So you hear the question? It's a good question? Got a question for Papa asking. The question never exists, doesn't exist anymore. This question is never going to exist. Now, never need to know this. So the answer is, well, there's a halacha, the shepherd's right, there's a halacha that if a kohen murders somebody and he comes to run to do avoda, you let him finish the avoda. Right? Me'im mizbechi tikochen olamos. From the mizbeach, you remove him to go kill him. That's only if he didn't start avoda. But if he started avoda, you let him finish the avoda. Then you kill him. What if he's within 4 amos of the mizbeach doing avoda, but these 2 amos are stopping him? So he's really 6 amos away. Is it considered 4 amos away? These 2 amos don't count or not? I need to know that. That's my question. That could happen. That could happen in the future too. So I need to know what's the story with these 2 amos so I can know what to do with a kohen that murdered somebody that has to be taken away. Teku. That we don't have an answer for. Left to Israelio, I'm not going to give us the answer to that one. Okay? That's why it's relevant. Okay? Okay. I don't know. That's a deep question. That's a for Shavuos night topic. I don't know.
Then we need to know the answer to the season.
Correct. Okay. Vimo Yishnein Shav and Amun Amal HaMitzpiyu. If they got there at the same time, the Mamuna would say, stick your hands out, we'll make a count. Right? Tana. Hotziyu Etzpa Oseihem L'Minyan. They would stick out their fingers for a minion. So the Gemara says, "Vinim ninu l'didei." Why can't they just count the people? Count the people. 1, 2, 3. Why do they count fingers? So Messiah le Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Aser Limnos Es Yisrael. You're not allowed to count Jews. Afil l'dvar mitzvah, even for a mitzvah. Dechsev, like it says, "Vayifkedeim babezek," that Shaul counted the people. Babezek means with pottery. He didn't count the people. He made everyone give a piece of pottery. He counted the pieces of pottery. He knew how many people there were. Because you're not allowed to count people. Why are you not allowed to count people? Why not? Right? Why are you not allowed to count people?
You know, it's an
ayin hara. Why is it an ayin hara? Why? Why is it an ayin hara? The reason why it's an ayin hara is because when you're counting people, you're spotlighting people. This guy and this guy. So Hashem's looking over this guy. Let's see what the story with this guy. If you don't count people, then everyone's in the cloud, and then you're hiding out in the cloud, and you're much safer. That's one reason. It's a good reason. Right?
Wasn't there a posset that you shouldn't count people?
What?
Wasn't there not a posset that you shouldn't
Yes, count? We're going to ask why we didn't bring a question from that posset in a second. Before, why can't you count people? Right? So Rashi says ayin hara. He does say that. Rashi says ayin hara. But what does that mean, ayin hara? Right? So the answer is, because when you're counting people, you're making them into pratim, And when they're into Pratim, the spotlight gets on them. Nobody wants a spotlight on them ever. Leave it as a cloud. Don't count people. Count something else. You're never counting me. You're counting the pottery. You're counting the Machzor Shekel. You're not counting me. Now, why didn't the Gemara bring the Pasuk of Kisisa Rosh B'nai Yisrael? Very short Pasuk. The answer is, because that wasn't a mitzvah. That was just to know how many there are. It's not a mitzvah. A mitzvah to count. Here it's for a mitzvah. Doing avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Kisisa wasn't a mitzvah. It's after the Egel, or whatever it was, I wonder how many people we have left. That's not a mitzvah. So therefore, that wasn't a good Pasuk, and they bring the Pasuk from Sha'ul HaMelech. What? No. That was going forward. They wanted to know how many people. That's what he says over here. It wasn't a mitzvah. What? Right. So we're gonna get to that. The Sfasemes says because in Kisisa it was the entire Klal Yisrael. Of course, you're not allowed to do that. How do we know you can't even carry a bunch of people, like by Shaul? How do we know that? Maybe that you could do. The whole Klal Yisrael you can't do. It says Kisisa, you can't do that. How do we know even a part of Klal Yisrael? Even to see if there's 10 people in a minion, you can't count them? How do we know that? Because Shaul wouldn't do it either. Okay. What about how's counting fingers, not counting people? You're counting the fingers on the person. It's the same thing. Right? If you count yarmulkes... What? Why is it a shinoi? What? That's right. So isn't that counting people? Isn't that counting people? You're counting the fingers on the person. Same thing. What? Right. No, but it's still you're counting the person. You're not counting the... But the fingers are really connected to you.
It's not one. It could be two.
Okay. Okay. I hear. So did someone give that answer? No, the Barabanel says that it only applies to counting faces. Faces. The Isser is counting faces. The Isser is counting faces, not counting fingers and toes. That's the Isser is only faces. That's one answer. The Barabanel gives that answer. The others say, the Avdenezer says, since, this is what you're saying, since fingers are not a complete Aver, there's no Avera in counting fingers. Because fingers are connected to the hand, connected to the arm, there's no Avera in that. No issue in that. Okay. The Kachemda says, of course, so I don't know if he says slightly different. You're only not allowed to count a part, an Aver, that the neshama is totally in, like the heart or the head. And count the fingers? Count the finger. Okay? If he doesn't have a finger, he's not going to die. If he doesn't have a head, he's going to die. So that's another answer. Fine. Maskel Ravashi. Mimai dehai bezek lishna de mizbaku. How do you know the word bezek means a piece of pottery? Maybe it means Dilma Shema de Masahu. It's the name of a place. Dichsiv Fayimtsu Adoni Bezek. And Shaul counted them by faith in the town of Bezek. How do you know it means something else? So Ella, you're right, maybe it does mean something else. Ella Mehacha, it says Vayishma Shaul Ella Esa'am. Vayifkadein betalotim. He counted them with sheep. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kalamon is Yisrael over Balav. Anyone who counts Jews is over in Aveira. Shemar, it says, for your mishpar b'nei Yisrael kachol hayom asher lo yimad, the number of Jews is going to be so, and you can't count them, right? Which means you're not allowed to count them.
It's, how are they able to count the kahanim?
What?
How are they able to count?
Who says they counted kahanim? What? That we just said because when you're counting fingers, you're not counting people. It's okay, right? It's a cheap answer. And what else to say about the face? What? But they threw out a number. 100. 100. They would count until they got to 100. They're counting people. They're counting fingers. It's even worse. I hear you. It's not even a count. We're not even counting. We're just getting to 100. It's a good point. We're not even counting. It's not like when you're counting for a minion, so you say, oh, you're counting yarmulkes. You're not counting people. Right? Everyone gives that answer. Right? I'm just counting yarmulkes. Right? Does that even work, that teretz? I don't know. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, over b'shnei lavin. You're over two lavs if you count people. Shnemer, it says, lo yimad v'lo yisafer. Fine. Amar b'shol bar Nachmini, Rabbi Yonas and Rami. Tziv ha'im, it's Rabbi Nesok ha'chol hayom. It says the Jewish people will be so numerous like the sand. Uksiv, Ashalom v'lo yisafer. But it then says you can't count them. So you can count the tens if you want to. So is that the question? Yeah. Right, they are countable. Lokasha. Kan bizman shi yisrael osin ritzono shal makom. When the B'nai Yisrael doing Hashem's will, I don't have to count anybody. Kan bizman shi ein yisrael osin ritzono shal makom. When they're not doing Hashem's will, then you have to count and you have to know how many there are. Rabbi Omer, Mishra Rababa, Vardustoy, Rabbi Yossi, Vardustoy, Lokasha. Kan b'di Adam, kan b'di Shemayim. You can't count, but Hashem can count. When a person becomes appointed to be the parnes of a tzibur, he becomes rich. He's in charge of the tzibur, he becomes rich. First, he counted with pottery. Then he counted them with sheep. When Shaul got rich, why does the parent have to be rich? Why? So, the Ben Yehuda says two reasons. Number one, you can't bribe him. Well, he doesn't need your money. Right? You can't bribe him. He's rich by himself. That's number one. And number two, no one's going to suspect him of stealing because he's already rich. Okay. Vidilma Mididu. Maybe he got rich for, maybe they were, each guy gave the tle. It's not a reish to all shoals. Everybody had their own sheet. They put them all together to make a count. M.K. Maribusa de Milsa. What are you telling me? What's the chiddush then? Then it says, Vayarav Banachal. Then, Vayarav Banachal. And they had a quarrel in the Nachal. Amarav money, al iske Nachal. It's about the Nachal. What does that mean? Bishosh Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishloch. When Hashem said to Shaul, Lech, V'yiki says Amalek, go kill Amalek. Amar, he said, 1 second. Ma nefesh achas Amar Torah. When one person gets killed, the Torah says, Ubo Havi Egla Arufa. Go bring an Egla Arufa. Right? It's a terrible tragedy. One person died. Kalana Fosha Sahul Achas Kama Vakama. So for sure, all these people, I should kill them all? So it sounds like Shaul didn't want to do the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. He didn't want to kill anybody. It's a hard thing to say, right? Some have a different pshat. Some say he only meant it to the children, that everyone else he understood, the children only had an issue with. Others say only Agag had an issue with, and he kept them alive for other reasons. But it doesn't say that. V'im adam chata behem machatu. What about the behemas? Im gedolim chatu ketanim machatu. What they do? So what do you want from the ketanim, right? So yotza. So some say, I saw in the Masifta Gizah Pshat, that when Shaul was busy, Shaul had no issue with killing Amalek. He had no issue with killing Amalek. But he wasn't sure, maybe there's other nations in there that intermarried, that are really from Amalek, they just hang out with them, so why should they be killed? And his issue was not on Amalek. He was Makabel. He said, Hashem, what about the non-Amalekim? Should kill them too? What for? What do they deserve to die? It's regular people. That was his real issue. And Yotza Baskel v'Amrulo Alti Tzadik Harbi. You don't have to be so frum. Don't be such a big tzadik, Shaul. Just do my will. Don't outsmart me. Right? And the whole thing doesn't make any sense. That's why, because Egla Ruf is by Jews. There's no Egla Ruf by Goy. So the whole Kavachomer that Shaul said doesn't make any sense. That's why Ben Yoyada says he was only talking about nations that were mixed up with Amalek. Why should they be killed? They didn't do anything wrong. Amalek, I'm a Kala. Torah says, I'm some random guy, some guy from Ireland that's talking with Amalek. Why should he be killed? So, B'shash Amal Shaul Doeg, Sov Ata Upaga B'Kahanim, then Shaul wanted to kill a Nov Ira Kahanim, Yotze Baskel V'Amalek, Al Tish Harbet, don't be such a Russia. What are you doing? Killing a Kahanim? Don't be such a Russia. Amar Vuna, Kama Lo Chali V'Lo Margish Gavra Demore Tzaye. How, what does this mean? When you have Hashem on your side, you don't have to worry about anything. Shaul ba'achas v'oslo. Shaul made one mistake, his kingdom was over. David v'shtayim v'oslo. David made two mistakes, and his kingdom lasted. Why? You have Hashem on your side, you don't have to worry. Shaul ba'achas ma'i, what's the mistake? Maita da Agag. He killed that, he didn't kill Agag. Hashem told him to kill Amalek, he left Agag alive. Vayaka Maita de Nov Ir Kahanim. What about the Maita of Nov? He killed the whole city of Kahanim. No, a Maita da Agag de Ksiv, Nichamti Kim Lachti as Shaul, Lamelech. Right? Because on the Maita of Agag, Hashem said, I regret that I appointed Shaul the king. I regret it. So, that was the one that did him in. David Bishtayim. David had two things wrong. Mind you, what are they? The Uriah, with Uriah Achiti, Uda Hasasa, and the fact that he counted Klal Yisrael by hand. He counted them directly. What about the story with Basheva? No. Hasam Afru Mine, he was paid back for that. He got punished for that. Tichsiv, Ves, Hakivsa, Yishalim, Arbasayim, Yelet, Amnon, Tamar, Avshalom. So he got punished for that. Hasam Nami, so too by the Maisa of the Hasasa, the Maisa of the counting, Ifriu Mine, he got punished for that. Tichsiv, because it says, V'yitein Hashem, Dever, Vad Eis, Moed. And the answer is, Hasam Lo Ifriu Migufe. He himself didn't get punished. He didn't affect his body. Hasam Nami Lo Ifriu Migufe. So by there also he didn't affect his body. Right? So Li'i, Ifriu Migufe. It did affect his body. Damar of Yehuda, Marav, Shisha Chadashim, Itzar, David. He had Tzaraath for 6 months. Uparshu Haimenu Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin left him. V'nestalka Haimenu Shechina. And the Shechina left him too. To Ksiv, like it says in Yeshuvu Li Yerayach V'yodi Ervasayach. Uksiv, and it says Hashivu Li Sason Yeshecha. So, I want to hear another vart, which all of David's sins were all private sins. Oryachiti, Basheva. Now the Gemara says maybe David spoke Lashon Hara. All private things. Not good things. All Shaul's mistakes were national mistakes. He didn't kill Agag. He killed the city of Kahanim. You can't be a leader. You make national aveiras. Well, you make a private aveiras. Who doesn't have a taiva? Everyone has taivas. So David was a regular person too. He was a big tzaddik. He was a tremendous. He was a melech hamashiach. But okay, he had private things. He can still be the king. Public things, he can't be the king. Right.
Right. So,
but now that was on with Basheva. It's a good point. I don't know. It's a good point. Lamar Rav Kibel David Lashon Hara. David was Mekabel Lashon Hara. Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel says. Damar Lo Kibel David Lashon Hara. No, David never did that. Ularav Nami Damar Kibel David Lashon Hara. And even according to Rav, who says David was Mekabel Lashon Hara. One time in his life. One time he was Mekabel Lashon Hara. One time. He was paid back for that. To Amar, reviewed Amar Rav, B'shah Sha'amal O'David L'Mephibosheth. When David told Mephibosheth, Amarti Atah V'tziva T'chaklu Es Hasada, that David told Mephibosheth that you and Tziva, what was the Lashon Hara, that he suspected Mephibosheth of something. He was Mekabel Lashon Hara about Mephibosheth. Yotza Baskel V'amrlo Rechav Mirav Miyachaklo Es Hamalchus. Baskel went out and said, "That's it. I'm splitting the kingdom in half. David's believed Lashon Hara about that family. I'm splitting this family, and he split Klal Yisrael into two. Right? Okay. Ben Shana Shaul B'Malcho. Shaul was 1 year old when he was the king. 1 year old? And of course not. Amar Vuna Kiben Shana. Who like 1 year old? Shlotom Tamchet. He never sinned. He was such a pure person, never sinned. Maskelvar of Nachman Yitzchak Ve'ema, Kiben Shana, Mizluchlach Betit, Ubitzawa. Maybe he was a 1 year old running around with a dirty diaper. Maybe he meant that. Right? So Gemara says, Achua Le'Rav Nachman, Siyuta Bechelme, that they appeared, Rav Nachman saw some kind of fear in his dream. Amar, he said, Na'nisi Lochem. Right? Atmos Shaul ben Kish. He saw the bones of Shaul. Hadar Chazias Yudah Bechelme. Then it again happened again. Vamar Na'nesi Lechem Atmos Shaul ben Kish, Melech Yisrael. He was punished. He saw Shaul's. Why do you have to say that about me? That I was running around like running around with a dirty diaper, like I was all full of sin. Okay. Amar Vudah Mar Shmuel. Bibne Ma'alon Nim Shecha Malchus Beis Shaul. Why didn't Shaul's kingdom last? Why not? And the answer is, Nene Shalohayalo Shum Dofi. Because he had no sins in his closet. He had no bones, no baggage. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoshadak. Ein ma'amidin panos al tzibur. We do not appoint anyone to be a leader Once he got a whole closet full of shratzim in his closet. Shim tazuach daitelav, because if he ever gets hoodie, omrim lo chazar lacharecha. You're being hoodie. Look at your grandfather. Right, look at David Melech. One from Lot and the mice of Tamar. All these crazy stories. Right? All these crazy stories. That David never was able to become hoodie. How can he become hoodie? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, and they mam nena shol. Why was Shaul punished? Mipnei shemachal al kavodo, because he was mochal on his kavod. Shnemar, he said, ubnei Belial amru mayoshi enizeh vayevzuhu v'lo hiviu lo mincha v'kamacharish. He was quiet. Uksiv, and it says v'yal nachash hamoni v'yichan al yavesh gilad. He was mochal on his kavod somehow, and he didn't care about the kavod of the malchus. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.